We got our gas shut off at our laundromat. I swear, we'd only own it like a week. I was like, isn't there a grace period, like, to turn over the gas to the new owner? Apparently, it's
not
a week.
Wow.
I guess we need a little more than traditional.
It's true. But we are also, it's really important to us to have it on so we can
run your favorite.
Anyway. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the Library Board meeting. It's November 21st. And we're going to go right into it. There's public comment. There's no public here today. So we'll move on to the consent of the September 26th, 2024 minutes. Did anybody have any?
I do need to fix that. I have Kevin listed as chair. I need to switch it to you. So
great.
I will do that. But otherwise, I move to.
Oh, can I move? Oh, you can move. I second the movement.
On favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Thanks.
You've ruined
it
me.
Feels like an eye night. Uh-huh. Go pirate.
Okay, great. Let's move on to the director's report.
Okay, director's report. So this is a little, well, I could, okay. I forgot to throw in here the Harry Potter party, which is in Wesley Hospital. My brain, I've got to do a disclaimer, my brain has not gotten over jet lag yet, and so I might.
You're good.
Just do not.
Really. Did you land yesterday?
No, Monday.
Ah, yeah. Yep, you're in trouble for about 2 weeks.
Oh, I hope it's not 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
How far away were you?
Hmm?
How far away were you?
I was in Italy.
Oh, wow.
How many days?
I was there, like, 8 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is like 8 time zones away.
Yeah.
It's 8
hours away. It's rough.
It takes a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep on waking up in the middle of the night not being able to go back to sleep.
Yep.
Okay. So we had some great programs in
October. Do you have
October?
Things to pass out? Oh,
there. Here we go. Sorry.
I think the last meeting, in my last report, we didn't have a meeting last night, but in my last report, I talked about the Harry Potter party, which was fun. It was super fun, and we had great turnout. Since then, we had a Dia de los Muertos craft club on the 26th, and they made little frames to go on their friend, and we set up an friend in the library, which was. We've done that for several years, and there's a few people that really appreciate it. We had the trick-or-treat street activity. We had 450 people come inside, but at the Friends booth, we had over 700, even though it was a windy, cold night. And we lost another canopy.
Oh. To the wind? Oh, shucks.
Yeah, oh, we were holding on to it, but then when we started to take it down, it got away and rolled and poured.
Was
you know Wayne,
okay?
Right? Wayne was holding on to it, and it pulled him clear over, and then he fell on the ground. And I'm like, hey! But he was okay. He said he was okay. But, I mean, he's so wiry and energetic, but he's in his 70s. So, anyway. I decided that in the future, if there's any chance of bad weather, I'm not going to submit my friends of the library to that again.
Can I make a random suggestion? There are really cool sandbag weights that you can fill with sand that attach to your canopies that hold them down.
Then you have to transport
them. You do have to transport them, but yes.
Well, it sounds like a problem happened when they were taking it down.
Yeah, so what happened is the second half, Wayne was holding on to one leg and I was holding on to the other leg, and we were physically holding it onto the ground because there are all these kids around, and I thought, if I let go of this and this flies, it could hit a kid.
Yeah.
And so we held on to it until, you know, all the kids were gone, and then we said, okay, let's try to take it down. We started taking it down, and then Wayne took it and it got away and pulled Wayne right over.
Sandbags would help.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Or you can give me a call next time. and I'll come and help you take it down.
Yeah, I could have waited for the public works guys coming, but we were so cold. We've been out in the for long. I just like, let's take this down. I should have waited.
Ask for help whenever you need to.
I think next time, unless the weather's going to be just gorgeous, I'll set up the friends inside at a table instead of being outside at the booth. Because they're too old to get chills, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want them to, anyone. It would make me feel terrible if someone caught pneumonia out there. Okay, anyway, we had good turnout. Despite the weather, we had over 700 people. I was doing tallies, so. The week of the general election, we actually canceled story time that whole week because they needed the room to set up the day before, and then the day of the election, and then the day after, the election booths were still there. They hadn't picked them up yet, so we just canceled the whole week because of that.
And then I saw pictures the library ended up being used for the line, right?
Hmm?
Did the library end up getting used for the line for polling?
There was a long line all day, actually. I was really impressed how many people showed up. But it wrapped down that hall.
Not into the library?
Not into the library.
I couldn't tell by the pictures.
Yeah, it wrapped around the hall. Yeah. But we had the big standee with our schedule on, so it was actually good advertising. Because the line went right by
That's why I was interested. I wondered if they went into the library at all. And
I chatted with the gentleman next to me in line, and I told him he was reading the book, and I was like, oh, you have your library card? And he's like, no. And he's like, what does it cost? And I was like, it's free. And so after he voted, he went in and got his library card.
We did have a lot of people get library cards. I mean, it was good. Okay, coming up. So in some years we haven't done story times the week of Thanksgiving, but since we've missed the election week, we are going to have story times next week. Our story time attendance still, 70 people, 80 people at a story time, which is amazing. And also in years past we've been closed after the Friday after Thanksgiving. But we're going to be open this year and Saturday, so we open Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. We are helping the mayor put on the mayor's Christmas story time. It's going to be Polar Express theme, so that should be lots of fun. But besides that, there's not a lot of programming in December. We will only have story times the first week of December, and then we'll take it off because we'll be getting ready for winter reading, which starts in January. We've decided to adopt a mascot, not a real live one, but just we're going to get a puppet of one of these Highland cows. I don't know if you know.
Those are adorable.
They're adorable, yeah, and we live in Highland, so. So
I have like a naming contest.
That's what we want to be the first week. I mean, the first month, the winter meeting.
Start
having a naming contest for our mascot.
And then it'll become Bodie McBoat.
Yeah.
Just be careful with naming.
No, I mean, you like get the suggestions and then pick the four and then let people vote or something.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, but our theme is going to be get motivated to reach.
That's
cute.
It's crazy. Okay.
So it's not a national program that you purchase like the summer reading program. You create it. Cool.
Not many libraries actually do winter reading. Mm-hmm. We started it during COVID because everyone was sort of pressed. But then it was so well liked, we can't really let go of it now.
Yep. That's good.
And it's good. It's a place where we practice for summer reading. So we're going to try some new things that we've not done before and see how they go. And then okay, couple important notes. I did eventually schedule days to do presentations at Alpine and Cedar Hills. So the Cedar Hills one is December 3rd at 6, and the Alpine one is January 14th at 6. So any of you that, want to go do that, I did it without really making sure you were anyone was available. But if
you're okay, pretty early, and like we typically go
first,
right?
Yeah, they both indicated that we would be first in the program. Because on the December 3rd, that's also when they're approving our strategic plan, so I'll have to
jump back
to the strategic plan. So it's, I think they may put the strategic plan on consent, but Cedar Hill starts at 6 and Highland starts at 7, so it should
it's
go.
It was going so fast last year at Cedar Hill.
Yeah.
We were done really fast last year at Cedar Hill.
Yeah, and then I can't remember if he pulled it last year to ask some questions. Maybe Scott likes to pull it and ask some questions just as a way of highlighting the library.
I
think she's talking about the strategic plan. Yeah, you're talking
the
about
the strategic plan.
Yeah,
she was talking about the presentation to Cedar Hill.
Cedar Hill's
on is really fast.
Yeah.
So
you should be trying to make it back.
Yeah, it should be.
Because it was over by like 6:15.
Yeah. So, and because they weren't having a November, they were only having one November council meeting, and it was while I was gone, so.
Can you give me some statistics on like the Alpine specific residents and Cedar Hill specific, and then we'll just replace the slides.
The big deal there is more of a appreciation of gratitude and awareness, right? Like that was the big thing, is we need to make sure that they know that it's used and it's valued. It'll be interesting to talk about potential changes, especially the pricing.
Right.
I don't know if you want to talk about that or.
Well, and with Alpine's Children's Library.
Yes, so I think that, I mean, we didn't really bring up the fee change when we did the presentation at our city council, but I think out of respect, we should tell them it's coming.
Should we until it's approved, or should we?
That's true, I mean,
the city council seems so positive about it.
I'm not worried about it not being approved, I just don't want to create noise until there's noise.
I did mention it.
If we're doing this presentation once a year to those cities, now would be the time. Because the changes will be enacted within the next year.
Yeah.
We could just say that we're working with this consortium.
This is
and so we, to in order to expand the services that we offer, part of that agreement is that there will be a small price increase.
Yeah. Alignment of
for me, it's going to be, if I were out of state, it would be a decrease, because I wouldn't have to pay so many fines. $15 up my card.
Depends on how you work. Depends on your library usage, if you need going up or down.
Yeah, it's true. I've talked to some moms that regularly travel to the other libraries. Stuff, so.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I was thinking, it's really fun to go to the other libraries, but I feel some hesitation because I'm going to have to drive back to Pleasant Grove. So even if, I think I'll continue to go to the other libraries with my kids. It's pretty fun to browse there. Mm-hmm. But then I can return them here.
Yeah, you can check them out and return them here, so it saves you at least one trip.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because you were talking about like children's books, browsing is kind of the fun of it. The child is discovering it. That fun can still be had,
right?
With an added convenience of being able to return it here.
When you come to a program, or you're just driving by because it's close,
right?
Yeah.
Which once again makes it a really good deal for Cedar Hill and Alpine residents,
for sure.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing is, and I just put it on here so I wouldn't forget to tell you, the people who are doing the long-range plan for the general plan is called, I vote long-range, but it's the general plan for the city. They want to meet with you to talk about the library.
Great.
So,
who's the contact person?
I don't know. I think I'll just give them your contact information, let them reach out to you, because I don't know exactly who's spearheading it. Maybe Jay since Aaron's still in and out of the baby.
Just take a note from the Little Rascals movie and just say, we need your money.
Yeah, you know, they've been putting up like poster boards and stuff and made stickers where you can sticker the things that you care about. But they haven't included anything about the library, and I asked them about it, and they said, oh no, this is more like Rose and Park and stuff, but I kind of...
A few people are volunteering.
Number one most used service.
Yeah.
Besides Rose.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, in our Rose is a motocross, so...
But you still use it.
And we have super high pressure water, I learned, so that was fun.
That was an interesting thing to learn. I've had so many plumbing problems before that, and I didn't know that was why.
It's all the city's fault.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the pressure moderation thing, yeah. I've had plumbers tell me that for years, and then to have them be like, this is a citywide problem. I'm like,
That's useful information.
And now they're fixing it.
Yeah, hopefully that's
the things you learn by going to the city hall.
So
it's like half the city.
On the west side of the Murdoch Canal, they have a huge pressure problem with the
culinary water?
The culinary water.
So it's like twice as high as it should be for residential use.
Okay, I'm not experiencing that.
But most houses should have a valve on your water main that regulates it for your specific.
But in our neck of the woods, we have to do it. We have to replace it.
Yeah, that's what I have to. I have to replace mine like every 4 years or something because they go out. Anyway,
so they're supposed to fix it. So
I
just found out about this since I got back, like on Tuesday, but I wanted to put on there so I wouldn't forget selling.
Great.
Okay, what's new? We have, we've set up the Cricut Makerspace, attaching it to our AV editing workstation that we got with the grant. We have decided to start a monthly...
Are you seeing a lot of usage of that?
I set it up like the Friday before I left, so I haven't seen anything. But I've been asking my staff whether people have been using it.
Does the staff know how to use it? It seems intimidating if you've
never used it. No, the staff does, because our staff uses it all the time to make story time on flyers.
Yeah,
so
cool.
they're expert. I mean, crafts, story time crafts.
I can see.
Cool, I would love to come and figure out how to use it.
Right?
I've never had it.
Yeah.
I'm like
Christmas cards. I have some, but I thought I'd bring it.
Yeah, so,
and the anti-craft.
It might be good to have, like, maybe in January, December, like, sign up for a time to have one-on-one, learn how to use cooking. That's a good idea.
What about use of the AV, like, the business setup in general?
It doesn't get used much. I had a young man using it this evening doing a report for school, but it doesn't get used as much. And he's a young man that he is an intense library user. He suggests books for purchase, and he was working on a report for a national competition this evening.
Well, that's great.
That is cool.
Yeah.
What we're supposed to be here for.
And he was there, you know, he just comes in with his... He looks like he's about 14, but he might be older, I don't know. But
he could be 14 and
he was working at the AV station, was having a little trouble with the printer, and I just was helping him, and I said, you know, I'm kind of sad people don't use this very much more. And he says, you know, you should move it so it's in a more visible place. I'm like, yeah, this is smart kid. Gave me some good ideas. Okay, let's see. We're going to start. I talked to my staff this week at our staff meeting about starting an actual newsletter. We hope to start that in January. They seemed excited about it.
I subscribe to the American Fork one, and it's adorable. I read it every month.
So
I should get it and look at Steve.
Yeah, it's cute. They highlight new books and a staff member and, you know, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
And would there be a way to, like, subscribe to it on the...
So what our plan was to have just each month, so posted as a PDF on the website, but then send out an email blast about it once a month through Yopify, but that only goes to the Highland residents. But then also, you know, do a on the website, do a thing, you know, click on here to see the newsletter.
It would be nice if you could set up like a sign up, just because getting it in my inbox is more than me having to go hunt it down, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even get the Highland City newsletter, so.
I get the, I don't know how American Fork does it, I could look, but.
Yeah, me either, I don't remember signing up for it.
I signed up for it.
They say how they pay for a service to send it out. I looked into to see if I could send out an email.
If you have a high volume.
From Koha, but there's not a way to do a newsletter through Koha. I looked into that. And so we, in order to do it as an email blast, we'd probably have to get a service.
There's a lot that are free up until a certain number of subscribers, which
we might not have
any residents we have here. Maybe we'll get one for free.
You think so?
That's
I thought they passed a law recently that if the email providers can block emails from servers unless they're paid or something like that for the paid services, they try to reduce spam.
But I subscribe to a billion newsletters that I don't.
Yeah.
Well, they use Google. American Fork Library does.
Yeah. It's just a Google form.
Oh, just describe
it. Like
there has to be a service.
Well, at the end of the day,
it says libraryaware.com is what I'm supposed to add to my saved.
Libraryaware?
I'll talk to Cassandra.
Yeah, see what they do.
I'm meeting with her.
Just because I do feel like for people who want library information, like I get the push notifications from the city, but I don't always click all the way through.
Right, and the one we put in the city is just a list of our programs.
No, I mean like the alerts, isn't that what you were saying?
Oh,
you do
alerts,
a click alert or whatever. Yeah.
I don't always like this. I thought that was good. Like they did a library survey and some people had requested things and they're like, look, these are requested items we actually already have. And then they like a lot of people had put that on the survey and they wanted to have Tony's and they're like, guess what?
So you could do
that library where it looks cool.
Up to 10,000 subscribers.
Oh, what is the service?
It was ConvertKit. They just changed their name. It's Kit. Kit.com.
They changed ConvertKit? Oh,
Kit.com. I'm like so annoyed by it.
It's like X. I'm so annoyed about that.
I'm never going to call it X.
It's Twitter. I know.
And then we'll always be ConvertKit.
But the New York Times has officially changed its style guide and stopped saying formerly known as
Library Aware offers unlimited subscribers, unlimited sends, unlimited users, and unlimited internet uploads, and that's what American Fork uses.
That's what you should use then. This is probably
what businesses do. Yes,
this is what I use.
But it's like you have to buy their service.
What is their service though?
The Library Aware. It's library marketing, so it's a.
Maybe see what American Fork thinks about it.
Yeah,
and if they pay. But yeah, I mean, ConvertKit is what most
like
people
ConvertKit is like a standard business option, really popular, pretty easy to use as well.
Spell the second word.
It's just Kit, KIT.
Okay.
That's why it doesn't make sense. To change it to Kit, you're like, this doesn't even make sense. So
yeah,
this is an email service. It's called Kit. But there you go. That's up to 10,000 subscribers.
Well, I think it's good. And this maybe doing all of this is like a month or three down the line. But
up to 10,000 subscribers.
In fact, it's not a Kit one. It's a piece of
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's a PC with appropriate stickers on it. So.
Is that bingo?
Okay, good. I hadn't
used it
yet.
Bingo. Not really.
That's why I was like, it's a different. Who is it?
Oh shoot! Now I'm gonna forget his name. Bandit.
Unlimited email.
Not Bluey. Bluey is blue.
He's gray.
Yeah, he's their cousin who's like a terror.
Hello. Okay, sorry. But yes, I think starting a newsletter is delightful, and you don't have to do all of this right away, but I do like that I can go in when I'm interested in something and get things directly that I want.
You know what I mean?
ConvertKit also hosts, you can have the newsletter be public as well through them. Like when you hit send on it, you can also have it public, and there's like a little link that it creates.
People can link to it on there. don't.
And then sign up. They can also sign up right there for the newsletter.
Okay. I will look into it. I haven't looked into it yet. Because I just thought you'd have to pay for it. I didn't know there was a free version.
It's muffin.
Thank you.
It's muffin.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So, Impact Story of the Month is our Spanish story time. So, as soon as I hire Sonia, who is fluent Spanish speaker since she was born in South America, I thought that it would be nice to offer a Spanish story time. And that I didn't know if people would come or not, you know, whether we would have a critical mass. But and the first time, the first story time, we had 8, which I thought was decent for a first one. But then the next one, we had 28 people. And then the following week, we had 24. And that just makes me happy because we don't have Spanish speaking services in Highland.
Mm-hmm.
I think we looked into it. There isn't even like a Spanish LDS branch in Highland. Everybody's just been going to American Fork. So it just made me happy that we're offering an opportunity for that subgroup to get together and enjoy stories in their own language. So.
And are they mostly people who are native Spanish speakers?
You know, I was out of office both the times she's done it, so I don't even know.
Well, at least we have neighbors that are bilingual in their house. So at home it's Spanish, and at school it's English. For some of them, and I think for some at school, it's Spanish as well. Do you know the Sharps?
There's a couple of bilingual Spanish programs in Highland. I don't think there's any at the public schools, but there are at some of the charter schools.
Yeah, the charter.
That's cool. Well, I really like that you look at needs like that, and then it's children.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. And
well, it's 28 and 24 is a lot more than I would have anticipated.
I know, I was surprised.
Like, so when I was taking my kids to story time every week in a city of 30,000 people, 24 people was a big turnout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. For it to be in Spanish, I think that's a great turnout.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I hope that it will, the momentum will keep going for that. Okay, just statistics. A statistic of note is the total circulation. I mean, it felt like a normal month in October, but when you look, we're still doing 1,500, almost 2,000 more than we were a year ago. Our use has gone up, and I mean, and you can see it in the total patrons. It's gone up by about 400, and it's because of the new subdivision. Our usage is just consistently higher,
and it's getting more. I think they're all finished, but
yeah. I mean, it's and it'll be good when it comes time to argue for more funding. We can show that our usage is up.
It's like 25% left, right? Probably 75% filled in.
Yeah, the only other spot they have is over across from the cemetery.
Yeah.
I think those are plated to be larger lots. It's not going to be as much of a...
They finally figured that out.
I don't know. I know Patterson is the one doing it, but I think that was the vision at least a year ago.
I think there were some... like apartment or townhome.
Oh, are there?
But there's a lot more larger lots. It's not as dense as this one.
No. Yep.
But there was some on like the behind the commercial facing, kind of as the buffer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The buffer for the large lots between commercial.
The ebooks. You've been around 1,000 a month, and now it's more like 1,200 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, we used to have just 2 pages, and now we have to have 3 just to put them all away, just to put all the books away.
That's good.
Okay. All right, that's my report. Any questions?
No.
Thoughts? Ideas?
Great, well, let's go to the report item 4A. This is the library furniture.
Okay. So... after I So I had to submit all this stuff before my trip. And since then, Jay has told me that we don't actually have to get it. Because it's under $25,000, we don't have to get it approved by the council. So once we vote on it today, since it was part of our budget, right, originally.
Right.
Once we vote on it today, I can just order it. I think Aaron had wanted me to take it to council just to make them aware, but Jay's like, don't worry about it. So
they know what's happening. I mean, we mentioned it when we...
Yeah, I bet. So it's fine. So just all this stuff you know already, that we're using Modern Office because it's gonna, they're going to be the same style chairs as in the lobby. Normally I would have to get 3 bids, but because we have a reason to order from them, we'll just order from them. And they're already an approved vendor. Okay, so I sent you pictures. So here's the price quote that was in. And it, so as we started thinking about what to order, we realized there was a few extra things that I hadn't thought of before. So as it turns out, we're going to order 4 of the 2-seaters. And then 7 chairs. And then 3 of the benches. They're called rectangular tables, but I'm calling them benches. And then this armless left seat, 1 is going to go in the children's room. So in the children's room, we have the buddy bench. And it's cute, but it's not super comfortable. So we're going to get rid of the buddy bench and put an actual couch in there. But we'll do an armless one.
Can you take the legs off of it?
Hmm?
Can you take the legs off of it so that the kids would sit on it?
Or just not, yeah, sure. We could do that.
Do you think there's, that would be there's seating for the...
They're
little chairs around a table.
Okay.
A lot of kids love to sit in there, or in the little cove with
the little seats, yeah.
The little wavy seats.
Yeah.
This is mostly for adults or adult with a child in there.
Adult with a child.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the reasons we're buying the benches is we have those benches there in that room, but they're really rickety. They're not very high quality, and people that are a little heavier feel nervous about even sitting on them because they're just not very sturdy. So these will be nice and sturdy. They do have a hard top, but they don't have them with just a upholstered top. Mm-hmm. But they're the exact right size, so I'm going to get them anyway, even though they have a hard top. And then one of my staff brought up the idea of, so there's rolly chairs at some of the tables. If you remember when you were helping me with re-carpeting, she says, you know what, those aren't going to match once you get all the other carpet, I mean all the other couches, because they're the same kind of green color.
Yeah.
And so we decided we're going to order some more of those too.
And a big couch, right?
Yeah. And a big couch. Now the big couch, we debated, decided not to get it divided. The smaller couches will be divided ones. But the big one will be the attic couch.
Where's the big one going to go?
Under the window.
Okay. Just for you.
Yeah. And that's the main reason, because it's visual.
So nobody's just going to camp out on that one.
We do sometimes have people lie down on that one, but it will just look nicer.
Okay.
Less institutional. And it's right there, line of sight. So we'll have the one that's not divided, but the others, and so the kid, the one the kids' room won't be divided, but the other ones that are off on the sides will be the divided one. Our kids though haven't been. He came back for a couple weeks, and then I haven't seen him since. He's one of the ones that literally sleep. So, but still, it's good. It's good to get the divided first. Okay, so colors. You know, we went back and forth about this, but we kind of I think I've kind of decided to go with mostly just blue. So the upholstered themes were going to be Admiral, which has a little bit of pattern to it. So it's this one.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. It's really nice. A lot of your staff was pointing out that one.
Yeah, a lot of people said they liked it. And then these, the ones in the vinyl ones. So the ones off the side, the divided ones, we're going to do vinyl.
Okay.
And they're going to be
like sticky vinyl.
Hmm?
Like sticky vinyl, like
yeah.
Okay.
Sanitary vinyl.
Like
sanitary.
Sticky vinyl. It's not sanitary.
Yeah.
So
I
said short shorts.
It's not the short shorts. It's just it's going to be hot if you're me.
Anyway, we were going to go with the
ocean. Is that right?
Is that what I said?
Yeah,
that's what's on here.
Williamsburg Ocean.
Sure. Dillon Ocean.
Oh, yeah. Our ocean one.
Admiral. So mm-hmm. Ocean is just kind of a medium blue.
Yeah.
Williamsburg is like a bluish gray.
Yeah, so we just... I thought about... Oh, yeah, there it is. There's the ocean. And it's almost the same color. It, you know, it just doesn't have
texture,
the pattern. So I decided to go just with one color instead of having contrasting colors. But the ones in the children's room will be gray instead, because that's kind of the theme color of that room. And so that will be ocean emerald.
Williamsburg, is that what you're saying? It's right next to ocean.
I'm sorry, my brain just isn't working today.
Let's see, so we've got the ocean and the admiral, and then the other one is Williams. Ocean, admiral. Hey, wait a minute.
Am I missing one on that?
I have that one here.
Yeah, it's going to be the
Williamsburg. The armless legacy. Williamsburg. And the small rectangular table is also Williamsburg.
Yes. So it's a darker gray.
But you're happy with it.
Yeah.
That's all we care about.
And everybody's happy with it?
I mean, they're very classic. In the gray flooring. Really classy and nice.
Yeah, I hope it'll look good. You know how nervous I've been about it.
All right.
But
you're doing it.
Limiting it to just the number twos helped me a lot. There were just too many choices. And so limiting the choices helped me.
Well, I went and looked against the carpet and I felt like it was good. I'm not good at that, though. But I thought, that looks fine.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay.
So I move that the library order furniture in the selected color combinations and style.
A second?
No.
I propose approve.
The library board approves the purchase of the proposed furniture from the Modern Office for $23,000. Sorry, I got to end
myself.
No,
you're good. And then I'll add in the selected
color combinations and styles.
That's interesting that it's like that. I didn't even notice that.
And I'll second.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm still feeling like a pirate.
That's all right. You do you. I think at the end it's all
whatever comes out.
I'm gonna vote in Spanish next time. See.
Well, with the new Spanish story hour, it might start popping out.
Yeah.
I'm on 320 days Duolingo Spanish.
Oh,
that's
good. My kids are friends with so many random people, like their piano teacher, or like a random like second cousin on Duolingo.
It's funny.
That's awesome.
This next one's more common.
Yeah, okay, about the collection so fee. The collection fee.
Okay, so this is something that just popped up. It was like right before I left. It's like the collection agency, or you can see the email that Candace got, that we will not include the 18% collection fee to the patron without a signed contract showing the patron knowingly agreed to it. So they must have had some kind of legal problem. And we need to attach the copy of the agreement and submit it with the collections. Well, as it turns out, so if you remember, back in 2020, the board agreed to send people, well, we had already had it in our policy to send people to collections if they had $50 worth of fees or fines. I hadn't been enforcing it. The board voted to start enforcing it.
But at 100, right?
But then, well, then a couple years later, we moved it up to 100.
Okay.
And the correction agency said that they would only collect for actual physical items. They wouldn't collect for overdue fines and fees.
Oh.
And so that really reduced the amount of people we're sending to collections. So last year we only sent 2 people to collections, and only one of them paid out. So it was only $147. So the question is, do we want to add the disclosure statement to the library card application and then scan and keep a copy of that signed document just in case we decide to send them instructions?
But also it's not retroactive because we've already
signed. Right, and you don't have to sign it. Like, I haven't had to apply again in the 15 years I've been here, so it's only going to apply to, like,
my new patrons at 89 a month.
Can I ask a question? Like, like, what is your money that you've got tied up in this? So you, is it like $1,000?
The voucher is 140.
Well, like, you sent 140, or you sent 2 people for collections, you got $140. Like, is it $1,000 that you're trying to collect every year? Is it...
So when we first did the, talked about it, I did a van report, and it was like $8,000 worth of uncollected overdue fees and fines. But a lot of them were overdue stuff. And once they changed it so it was only for missing items, that really decreased how much. I haven't run that report.
But it sounds like that it's not really...
It's really kind of negligible. It's only $200.
So for me, like, knowing the facts, I would just think it's because if you get, like, this is lost money that you're probably not going to get back, and if you get 82% of it back, that's cool.
Oh yeah, minus the fee.
Yeah.
Right. So different options is that we just go and add the disclosure, and then we scan and save everything. That's not my first choice.
I don't think it was like so much.
Is the hourly rate of an employee doing that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Plus, there's all the privacy issues.
What do you do with this? You just use this to input it into the computer and then shred it.
As it is now, we have them sign the form, we add it into the computer, and then we shred the signed form. That's how our policy is now. And before, the correction agency said that was fine. We just assumed if they have a card, they signed the form that said that they have to pay fines and stuff. But now they're wanting an actual copy.
And they're only doing physical items as well.
Yes.
Right,
no,
so...
Not overdue fees.
Well, there are no overdue fees for digital items.
Pretty soon there won't be overdue fees. So...
Right.
So the second choice would be to just...
Well, I think...
Yeah, do nothing but absorb the fee.
Absorb the fee.
I have a personal story. Right. 2 weeks ago, I got an email from the library that said my son had racked up $200 in fees. It was because he had out those big Harry Potter books,
the really nice illustrated ones and some audiobooks. So he had 4 items out, but they were lost because he didn't turn them in. And I went that day and I returned the things, and I just was unaware that that was happening. It was like my kid doing it. So I think, like, if people have these egregious fines and they're made aware, the people who are going to respond to the collection agency are also going to respond to just, like, a personal phone call or email. Like,
I think that the question is, because I'm sure Donna would notify you and you'd have opportunities to resolve that, but I think as a last
This
resort,
is after 3 or 4 times,
right,
personally.
Yes, so the way it goes is you get an email 2 days before everything's due, and then the day after it was due, and then a week after, and then a month after, and at 60 days, that's when you get the email that says, now you have been charged for this item because you haven't returned it. So you've already gotten 1, 2, 3, 4 emails. But then when you hit that over, if it's over $50 that you owe, then Kim then sends, she does a report every month for people who have over $50 worth of these fines, and she sends them another email. And then, if it's over 100 and we're about to send them to
collections,
then we send out another email before we send them to collections. So they've actually gotten 6 notifications. And if like the emails are bouncing back, she'll send a physical copy. Mm-hmm. She'll send an actual letter to people saying, yeah, you have this over here. So there's 6 chances to connect with these people. And a lot of times, actually, especially if I recognize the name, I'll call them on the phone personally and say, you know, I know you. Something's going on in your life. I've even offered to people, and says, you know, if something's going on in your life, I'll come by and pick them up. No one's ever taken me up on that. But I've offered that a couple of times. Because it's just not that big of a city. I just drive over and pick things up. So they've gotten lots of notifications by the time they go to collections.
Yeah, I feel like you should retain the right to send them to collections if you need to, or law enforcement agencies, but I don't know that we need to do the you will be sent to collections over $100. I think the red lines on the policy make sense to me.
Yes, and that's actually probably my choice. So I gave you an example of what kind of wording we could add to the application if we wanted to go that direction.
But that's going
to
be like 90% of people it won't apply to anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, very few people actually back up that much.
But I mean, like, 90% of people already have accounts with the library.
Already have accounts.
Right.
Yeah, so
it's just not even going
to... And even I renewed mine. Like, it came up 3 years flat a couple weeks ago. And I just showed him my driver's license. Like, I didn't re-sign this.
Yeah, no.
Is that right?
Right. Right. Once you're in the system, we don't make you fill out one of those forms.
Right.
Again.
So you make sense.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're...
It's also unfair.
Yeah. Right? To only go after the new people?
Yeah.
It's basically targeting the new development.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the red lines, you still retain the right to use courts, law enforcement, or collection agencies, so if we need to, we can go in.
I mean, if we have a limit of 100 books in there, somebody could run off with $5,000.
But then you can report them for theft.
Right.
So that's what Lehigh does. They don't send people to collections. They just, if they have big enough fines, they just report them to the police. It's
over $1,000 is when you get legal.
And she's ruthless. Sherry is.
She's got a new building coming.
She's got a new building. It's just her personality. She's
imported it.
She's a no nonsense woman. Which, you know, her library works.
Well, she's protecting the materials for the other patrons.
Are we stretching this out then? Is kind of what we're proposing.
Yeah,
it would be that.
That's what I think we should.
I mean,
because you're still reserving the right to do all the things.
And again, we're. Did the other one say the recovery fee, or we just didn't have the contract? because this is what it says right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just didn't have a signed document that we could show when they send in collections.
Does it make sense to... is there anything else we have in here that would need to be changed?
While we're changing stuff?
Yeah, like, this isn't, like, super urgent right now. If we're going to change anything else...
There hasn't been other issues.
I don't think there have. I was just thinking more about, like, fees. Like, if we get rid of fees and fines, what all has to get...
Yeah, there'll be a lot of changes. We'll have to just completely rework it.
Okay. So then...
Because the circulation policy is going to get much more complicated when we join the TLC, so we'll make those changes later.
I can do this.
Okay.
I propose that we approve the physical item circulation policy as amended.
I second.
All in favor?
C.
Aye. Did you say
Spanish? I did.
Because we were talking about Spanish.
I told you I was going to do it in Spanish next. I don't know how you say yo in Spanish. I wonder how it says, like, the Roberts rules, like, you know,
Do they say yo?
Yo, I don't know.
You're funny. Okay.
You say ye.
I don't know.
Not what the kids say.
Yeah, that's not Spanish.
Okay, so 2025 meeting schedule.
Yeah, we are required to vote on a meeting schedule each year. It's proposed that we continue having the meetings the fourth Thursday because that's kind of a non-conflict time with some of the other boards.
Yeah.
We do have two that are would then land on a holiday. November always does. And so I put it a week early, and then 24th of July is a Thursday, so I put that one a week early. And of course, we reserve the right to cancel if we don't have any meetings scheduled, or according to our bylaws, we can call extra meetings if we need to. I think I've only had that happen once. We had to call an extra meeting to approve the budget once.
We did. Before your time, we had many, many extra meetings.
Did you?
During the troubles. Yes. We were meeting by, like, every other week.
Wow.
For a while.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It worked out. We're in a much better spot now.
Okay. I move that we approve the 2025 Library Board meeting schedule as outlined.
Second.
All in favor?
See.
Hi.
Yes. The simple joy.
Okay. Very fun study.
It's fun. We put the fun in fun.
Could I type it wrong?
No.
I'm saying
okay.
Can I ask, like I know Alpine continues to seek that opportunity. They need somewhere between $1.6 million in donations to make it actionable.
The library?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten an update on that in a while. So the lady that I know that's super involved with it, I haven't seen her in the library in a while. Because whenever she comes in, she gives me an update, and I haven't seen her.
So I did some research and looked at their Friends of Alpine City Library, and, you know, and they talk about all the things that they're wanting to do, and it's a significant effort. They have started to do story time, so they are doing...
Have they ready already in that building?
Yes, they have already started to do a story time. And again, I know this came up because they're like, hey, what are the ramifications? I don't see anything really happening there. Have you had the conversation with them behind the scenes about, hey, what do you think about being an annex?
You know, I thought about it, about making them a branch library. And I'm open to that. The advantage of making them a branch library is that we already are certified.
Yeah, like they get a lot of value.
A lot of benefits from that.
Yes.
They'd be able to have access to Newquick and
they would
the TLC.
Be able to have access right away to Libby. And that would be one of the biggest advantages.
I just think that, like, I love that they're trying to take the children's books there and getting that. I just think that for them truly to be successful, they have to be a partner with someone else. And otherwise, they're only going to, they're just going to putter along as long as they have the support to do it.
Also, I understand, like, both Highland and Alpine are having, children are aging out.
Right.
The percentage of children in both cities is decreasing substantially.
But yeah, because there's not
a lot
of...
Yeah, because whenever you have expensive properties, families can't afford to move into the houses that become vacated. So it'll be interesting to see how much support there will be for that.
I like I said, I loved that they would have a library there, and I loved the branch idea, but I just don't think it's relevant to the fund study.
If they're also going to raise $1 million, maybe they could just
send it our way, and we would.
We can do more with it.
Yeah.
They were more concerned. Okay, so just to officially say what I wrote on the report. So. Jay met with the mayor, and as they were talking about this fund study, they were more concerned about the effect that the consortium would have on the budget.
But they can include that in the fund study.
So Jay actually used to work for the company that we contract to do the fund study, and he says that he's done fund studies as kind of his background. And he says, with that many question marks, like, how will this affect, you know, how will raising the fees and fines, I mean, the eliminating fees and fines, and how much would raising the non-residence fee affect that income? You can predict, but it's hard to be accurate. I was torn when he called me into the office to talk to me about this. Like, are they gonna postpone it again? Because we've been postponed 3 times already on this. That's why we were gonna fund it ourselves, because they kept on postponing it. But then as he talked, I'm like, I can kind of see it. So I see the advantage of doing it now. If we wanted to ask for a tax increase in this coming year, then we would need to do it now.
And we want to, because in 2 years you're going to compete against the new school board, and you're going to compete against the other things that are going to go up with that.
Possibly a different composition of the city council.
Yeah, but you've got tremendous support right now. Now's the time to go.
And I mean... the elimination of fines and fees, to me, is a simple math to do.
Yeah.
Except right. You don't know how many people... Well, the fines and fees is pretty simple.
Right.
But the non-resident fee is the question mark.
Sure, but it's been fairly steady. And, yeah. And they could plot it out, like, okay, if we have 50% of them, here's what it would be. Here's... if there's 25, you know, they can do, like, a scale.
I mean, the math's going to add up, and it's going to say... you do amazing work with not a lot of money, right? Like that. The math.
That's like those numbers are so small.
Yeah.
I mean,
the entire budget is
how
small
my budget is compared to
it is so small
in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, but you do amazing.
Smaller than my company's budget.
That's not hard. We're smaller than most companies' budgets.
On the other hand. They're the ones we're trying to convince. I mean,
the
purpose of the fund study is to convince the city council that we need more funds. And if they've told us they're not going to,
but the mayor doesn't go, and neither does the city administrator.
It's true.
So, but I agree with you that that's a consideration. Like, we have to present it as a reliable study,
right?
I mean, the whole reason to do it is to present them with a study that they will trust. And if they're not going to trust it at this point, then...
it's a huge investment to have...
Was it 3,000?
No, 16,800.
No.
The fund study's right here.
What
it's
was
expensive.
It?
It's $16,000.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
16,
I thought it was going to
200.
Be...
200, sorry.
I thought it was going to be 30. So this seemed like a cheaper number for me. But now it seems fake. But I swear, is this the same thing that we approved at the foundation?
So, this number, yeah,
I don't think that's right.
Because I thought it was lower than that.
Yeah, I thought it was lower, too. I thought it was like 6,000.
Yeah.
Let's look at this form here. But this is what he sent me an email.
Date, November 8th, 2021.
Oh, yeah. This is
wrong.
This is the wrong one.
Yeah, it is. It's $6,000.
Like, insane.
Okay, so I attached the wrong thing.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was not expensive.
Okay. I feel like I can do the math on it.
I was freaking out about that for a minute.
I feel like I can do the math on it. Give me 6 hours.
That's where I'm at.
Because, total hours on this is 90 hours to complete it.
Yeah, this isn't right. This is the wrong
receipt. Okay, so with the right
receipt. I attached the wrong receipt, sorry.
So $6,000 for it is the right one.
Yes, it's $6,120 to be specific, and the foundation approved up to $8,000 just if they're taking more time or whatever. So
okay.
So we have approved $8,000 to pay for it.
Are you?
I was the same guy
feel like it's
asking
worth
for more 3 years ago.
It's the foundation.
This is the foundation.
So we have $47.
So what happened 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Was that he gave us this estimate? And then we're like, whoa, that's way too much. And so we pared it way down.
Uh-huh.
And so he now knows that we want it pared down.
I see.
But I'm sorry, this was just a mistake. I just did a search for...
I feel much better about it.
Yeah,
that just seems like I can do the math for you.
Yeah, just the $6,000, we should just do it. And it gives us more choices than we would ever have.
And I don't feel like, okay, so the three confirms, right, are the Highland or the Alpine thing, which doesn't seem to affect anything right now.
It's, yeah.
Fines and fees is a simple subtraction.
Right.
Right? So it really is just the consortium
and the non-resident fees.
And the reality is your volume and the patrons and everything else far outdoes... the non-residents and everything else, right?
But yeah, but the costs with the consortium could be relatively substantial.
Well, the estimates you gave us were like $5,000 a year.
Yeah, I don't expect it.
Even if you get a car,
that includes the reduction in the out-of-city.
Yeah,
cars.
Yeah, it seems like if you can do the math, the accountants can.
See, this is what I felt from the beginning. He's not going to tell us something we don't know.
No,
right. But it is just buying an authority is what we're doing. Buying an authority.
And to say exactly when. Like, do the projections, like, at this point we will be insolvent, right?
And that it also helps the board have something as they vote on it and they give it to the residents of the city to explain why we're doing this.
Yeah, is this something... Is this tax increase that we're asking for just voted on by city council? Or
yes.
Then we go for it. We go for it when we know we have the numbers.
Because you've got the votes now.
We have the votes. Let's do it.
Okay.
Because we do not know what will happen on the next.
We don't know what will happen if it is true.
Yeah. This has always been my concern. It's like I want to make sure this library is solvent. Right, and it's been coming.
We run the risk while we have the votes. We've put out the money. We've saved up. We've been fiscally responsible. Now's the time to, because once you get to 2026,
who knows?
People are gonna be really, gonna be big mad about those tax increases.
Yeah. And it helps the truth in taxation. All of that goes through. The sooner we can get that approved by the council. Okay, so do we, Amy?
Do you feel good about that?
Go against the man.
I think we're going against them.
Yes, I really wanted to hear what you guys said. I didn't have
it does feel rebellious.
But I was also disappointed that I put it on yet again because you put it on.
And what was their reasoning before?
So the first time.
there was like administrative changes and...
Yeah, so one time it was just, they had him do a different project. It was when they were doing the road fee.
They didn't want to use him.
Well, yeah, he was just already contracted to do a big study. And then the next two times it was like, well, you actually have enough money because of the new development, so you shouldn't do this until you actually need money.
But we do need money.
And if we were like Lehigh, we could have a new building. A new library.
What's that?
Isn't Lehigh getting a new library?
Yes. Lehigh's getting a new library, Eagle Mountain's getting a new library, Saratoga Springs getting a new library. They're all in construction right now.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. Eagle Mountain isn't in construction. They're still in planning stage, but the other two are in construction. They're supposed to move in a year from now.
Well, good. I think there's an opportunity here. This is a window.
I mean, Lehigh's buildings. Built in the 70s. I mean, that's a pretty old building.
Well, they've moved their library. Their library's in a warehouse right now.
they tore down that old building and they're building a new office building there. And so now, right now, Lehigh is in a warehouse. But I mean, Lehigh's grown so much.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They need a bigger building than they're actually going to get with a new one.
Yep. Agreed.
It's going to be obsolete. That they
would
move in.
Like the prison.
Honestly, like this building is obsolete when they built it.
It was at 2015.
You know, I kind of wish they had had an experienced public librarian involved with the design of that library.
The fact that they didn't even make it accessible.
Well,
not a great.
And a lot of wasted space.
There's not like
a
great
wasted space.
There's not a lot of thought or design that went into this.
It was obsolete.
Like they were
before they even broke
there. There was a rebellion after this was built because they're like, why are you building the Taj Mahals of city halls?
Oh yeah, they got a lot of backlash.
Yeah, like,
well, I'm sure. In Highland, I expect nothing.
but I think.
But it was.
Yeah.
That doesn't change that it was obsolete.
Yeah.
So it's how government building goes.
Yeah.
It's just as
I watched all the episodes of Parks and Rec.
Is that who you would be? Who's your?
I don't know that.
The
I
Parks and Rec director of Springville actually is Leslie Nope.
Oh,
she is. In every way. I love
cute.
Her so much.
Probably more of a Donna, honestly.
I move we go forward with conducting the library fund study.
Okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes, okay. Let's do it.
That's fun. I'm excited about this.
Let's shoot for the moon.
It's not rebellion, it's opportunity.
It just feels a little rebellious because the mayor recommended we wait. So I
But they also said they would support us.
Yes. But we're taking our rebellion.
If we're paying for it, what do they do, right?
Right.
Well, and the next step is we need to have, you know, and maybe we need to talk about this. Once the results come, we need to have time to present it to the city council. We need to make sure they understand what their needs are. And there has to be an ask, right? Like, what is that 0.003?
Well,
whatever.
Hopefully they'll do the math on that.
Yeah.
With the fund study, right?
Right.
And that'll be a recommendation, and we'll take it to them and say, you know, hey, we realize this is coming. This is what's recommended. You know, it's a great year right now. The economy's recovering. You know, everybody's happy. Let's do this.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. Just let me know when you
need
to
be optimistic.
Okay.
This feels very optimistic.
Okay. So the last item, I think, for the night is about the storage unit.
Yes. Okay. As you know, we have a storage unit that we bought with COVID money during the pandemic because we needed the room that we were putting things in as an extra office space so we could socially distance. It is half full with library stuff and half full with book sale stuff. And so the friends, plus the friends, several of the friends have big stacks of boxes in their garage. And so they've wanted their own storage unit. And they have the money to buy one, but they just needed permission to put it on city land. But the city kind of feels like if it's going to be on our land, we want to own it. And the friends are okay with that. They're willing to reimburse the money, but have the library actually own the unit. And I was actually kind of surprised that Erin was the one that approved it. I think she had compassion on the friends people who just had all these books in their garages. But if the library then does purchase it, it will require a change in the approved budget for the library. And so,
even though it's going to be immediately reimbursed?
Yeah, because, you know, the budget, there's a rule that the budget has to match what you actually do. Yeah, what you actually do.
But it's only half full.
No, it's half and half. It's full.
It's currently full right now.
It's very full. Okay. There's this little walkway this wide between this side and this side. I was there today. So,
is it down by the pink house with the beautiful trees now? The trees with the pink house are beautiful. Oh my gosh.
just described it. We just call it
Mar-a-Lago.
It looks like it's a Florida house.
It's just beautiful. Like the trees on it, like it's probably $3,000 a tree to decorate those trees.
Beautiful, right? But with the fake palm trees, it looks like it's a house from Florida.
It's amazing.
Is that where this?
I have no idea what y'all are
talking
about.
Really?
Okay. You
must
drive that way.
It's just right over here.
So it's on the way to the junior high.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, stop it on that weird land,
the
and there's a house that got
right
built.
Next to it.
And
that
property goes right behind that strip of land.
So
it's an LFA property.
Right here. So that's the city little storage space, right? And then this is this.
And that has a gorgeous...
It's like
you see the trees here.
It's
the
little
man
right in front of the American Fork Library.
These
little
guys,
so
you can go here.
They
wrap
around all
of
their trees.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, it's not.
It might be.
Yeah, but
they wrap the trees for Christmas.
Oh yeah, you can see all the trees along.
Oh, yeah,
it's beautiful. Like amazing. Like so expensive.
It's like the Academy for Con City Center.
Yeah.
Okay, but. You need a new one. They will reimburse
the
you.
Yeah.
What do we need?
So we need
to budget adjustment.
Yeah, it was the shoes. I mean,
and
I
ours
think
is the white one right
the
here.
Budget adjustments in January, but they want to do it before then, so it's
so we have to
move
on.
And our wait a second. Ours is the white one that's here. Like that's yours right there.
Okay, so there are now three. This is an old picture.
Okay.
There are now three Connex units on that space. One belongs to the police department, one belongs to the events, and one belongs to us.
Okay.
And there's room for a fourth?
And there's room for a fourth. It would just go right next to the one that...
And they didn't change the policy. Like, there used to be a policy that you couldn't put temporary store. They were debating who could have these temporary storage pods.
I know it.
Okay, as long as we're okay.
There's no rent to keep it there. The city's just...
No, the city owns the property.
So.
It's part of the property that...
So it's a one-time
that goes along...
There's
a well there. So they own the lot because there's a well on that property.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
When that property was for sale, I thought, who would ever buy this? Because that the city portion is never going to leave.
Look nice.
But they made it look nice. They put a nice wall up between
they
there.
Did. Well, but it's just weird because the property goes behind that. It's a L shape. And I'm like, I hope they know.
Yeah.
It will never, that city property will never be sold.
All right. I propose that the library purchase an additional comic storage unit with the understanding the cost will be reimbursed immediately by the friends of the library. It said immediate.
I second.
All favor.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Okay. Okay. That's all of our action items.
Okay, great. Is there anything we can help you with, or anything?
There's five discussion
items. Oh, sorry.
There's some discussion.
Mine doesn't. Maybe
there's
it's
force quitting. Yeah.
Holiday party is the first one.
Yes. Do we want to have? We had a fun party last time.
I thought that was really fun in January. That was great.
Do you want to do a holiday party? Do you want to do it in December? Do you want to do it in January?
January.
I think
December.
January is great.
That's it. Add some dates and get some dates for
computers.
He'll be here in 5.5 seconds, which is scary.
Okay, let's see.
What did we do last time? Did we do it like on a Friday night after the library closed, or Saturday?
It was Saturday after the library closed.
Okay. So we could do the 4th or the 11th. Okay, yeah, the 18th is a holiday weekend, so that's probably a no.
Yeah.
I could probably do the 11th. Yeah, that's probably the better one for me versus the 4th.
My 11th says to read. That's all I have.
You can do either.
To read?
Yes. I have to schedule time when I get to read.
Ah.
So.
Oh, I've got you testing free tickets that night.
Well, good. You should
that's
go there.
That's fun. Which series is it? Like, what's the...
I don't know.
That's what my in-laws give us for Christmas every year. That's I do testing free tickets.
So then you're looking like the 25th of January, right?
The 4th could.
Or the 4th, yeah. Everybody could bring their leftovers.
Start until the 6th.
Yeah,
there are people.
So I do have the 4th open if people want to do the 4th. Or we could do a Friday after. Because the library closes early on Friday as well. So we could do a Friday as well. We could do a 10th. I mean, like, working is harder to do potluck on a Friday, but I mean, it's doable.
Fries and Fortnite. That's
I could do the 4th if there people are back in town.
Yeah, we'll be around on the
4th. We'll be back.
We're not going anywhere. When's the travel?
We don't
work?
Decide
Where's
to go anywhere until the very last minute.
And Wes will be
anywhere.
Don't
travel.
Let's just pencil it in for the 4th.
Okay,
that would turn to be really hard.
So the library closes at 4. Do you want to do it earlier, like at 5?
Yeah. On the 4th?
Yeah. Okay. Anyone have a feeling they'd like to go with this hat?
I thought it was going to be a murder mystery.
Oh, yeah, murder mystery. That would be super fun.
Where everybody has to come and you have to do your part.
Yeah, but you have to dress up.
Can we dress in costumes?
Yes.
And do a Sheen haul.
Yes.
As long as like mine is dressed like this.
I want you guys to know I really loved hearing your favorite books, and I read 6 of them.
It was super fun.
It was really fun.
Can I just tell you today?
I read yours. That guy was intense.
Olivia, those are all my books. So, 3 Body Story finally showed up on my Libby today.
From all the way back then.
And then Amy's like, by the way, it's on Kindle Unlimited. And I was like,
Oh, and I read All the Light You Cannot See. That was yours. And I bought yours. The potted one.
My thing in the book club for our holiday party, we all bring our favorite book that we read that year, and then we do it.
Oh, fun. I just finished The Girl on the Train last night.
Oh.
Have you read it?
I have.
Is it the same as the movie?
It's
I haven't seen the movie.
I've seen the movie. The movie, like,
You just have to know what happened.
Okay, so if you do a murder mystery, there's 2 ways you can do it. There's the box kind, where you buy the box. It's hard to get one of those that isn't just a little bit raunchy. But then I've also actually written two different literary games. But they won't be the quality of the box guy.
You can just have ChatGPT do it.
Have ChatGPT do a murder mystery.
That's amazing. Have you actually posted them before?
Yeah, so one, it's because my daughter really liked them when she was a teenager, but I didn't want her doing the raunchy ones. So I have a one based on Pride and Prejudice, and I have one based on
Church. Amy would just love that.
Mine's Sherlock Holmes, though.
Oh, Holmes?
Pride and Prejudice might be hard to do a costume.
Yeah,
that's a much more challenging costume.
But Sherlock Holmes.
Are you to have read the book before you... You need to know about the book before you do it.
It's for teenagers.
Totally.
I remember doing some in high school, and I don't remember them being inappropriate. Like, I think there were four teens.
Yeah. There might be teens. I'll look around. We'll see.
Well, I'm excited about that. That'll be fun.
That will be fun. That's a great idea. Okay.
Start off the new year as a mystery.
Okay. I got my agenda back up. Okay.
Okay,
a report on the consortium.
I just continue to meet with the ladies, and we keep going over, you know, policy items. So things are moving along. They did their extraction of data, so they're starting to work on their data.
Oh, to switch to COHA?
For the switch to COHA. Oh, we got, I should have sent that to you. We kind of decided on a logo. Oh, yeah, you should send that. So I should send that to you. It has books that look like mountains.
Oh.
Tympanogos. Kind of like this.
Oh, cute.
And there's three of them.
For the three founding libraries?
Yes.
For the three founding libraries.
That's awesome.
Is ours just a little bit smaller?
Yeah, ours is the paperback. It's just like a logo that's holding a little buddy's hand.
And we're the kid in the... We're glad to be part of this.
Yeah, in one of the versions, so each of us has a different theme color for our logo. Ours is blue, Pleasant Grove is green, and American Fork is red.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, and so then in one of them, the books were, you know, the sizes were... The books were the different colors to match the sizes of the libraries.
That's fun.
It's quite perfect. I don't know if that was the final version we decided on.
So do we have the interlocal agreement?
No. We were going to wait until we finished agreeing on the bylaws and then hand them to the lawyers and let them kind of put together an interlocal agreement.
Okay.
We're getting close. We'll meet for an hour every other week and just go over the next part of the bylaws. And most of the things have not been, they haven't really had a lot of questions. The main thing is, like, what if there's someone with a Lehigh card and they come to check out books at Highland, can they request books to be delivered to Highland when you're not part of the consortium? That's the main question. Do they get consortium services just because they're at a consortium library, or do they actually have to have a card from one of the two?
I would think you would have to have a card from one of the other ones.
Right, those ones are funding it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And that was the general consensus, but the question is that going to be logistically difficult to separate them out from the other patrons? So that's the thing we're still looking at.
Kind of a big thing that says, you know, you're part of this special group, you have a little star by your name.
Yeah, we need to talk with the COHA people to see how easy that is to make this image.
I think he's a Wemix, you know.
So,
okay, and then we already talked about the city council reports, the two dates we have for out by the Cedar Hills, and then you're going to give me some city specific information about them.
Yeah.
Is that all on that?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that I remember to tell you the dates.
And then we're up for annual training?
Yeah, so we have to do an annual training each year.
You dug into that last time.
I love stuff like that, actually. I love it. I have a lot.
They were very well done.
Because I'm not very mobile, I have a lot of time for things like that.
Okay, so now last year we did the combined training with American Fork. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the year before we did online training, and people could just, you know, pick a training. And is that where you're loading for?
I just loved it. It was
so,
I
remember
so
you
much.
Did several.
There was also
I just learned so many interesting things about libraries.
And there are some about asking for text, you know, like preparing an ask. We could focus on that.
Yeah, and they put more on every year, so there's going to be even more than there were last time that we did it.
There's a lot of value in meeting with the other people from the other libraries as well. But maybe if we want it to be specific to our needs of asking for more tax dollars.
We can kind of do like an every other year type of thing.
Yeah.
We could. Yeah, that would be a good way. That way, you know, we kind of get the best of both. Yeah, if you want to do it the online training way, then I'll get you all set up with accounts with Niche Academy. Because that's where they are.
Great. Sound good? Mm-hmm. So everyone, think that'll work out? Great.
We'll do that after the first of the year.
Okay.
And just, this is just budget adjustments will start in January. Actually, I'm kind of surprised David hasn't given us a schedule yet of when we need to have certain things done. Things have been a little looser around here without Aaron here. I can see that.
They never post any minutes.
They do. There are minutes.
Is that on the wrong tab?
No, no, wait. But I access them frequently.
They never post any minutes.
But I do ask
because I'm getting.
Well, because I'm always curious, like, what the other library
reports are doing. This is American Report. Sorry. I was like, they post ours.
They post ours.
Yeah.
But I never see any of the other city library boards post their minutes.
I mean, they're like, required to.
Well, I know. I'm just telling you I can't find them.
But maybe they don't post it on, maybe they just, so there's a state place where you post them.
Well, so PG does theirs in the state place, and AF does theirs in a different one. But I've always, like, especially since we've been trying to see what the other library boards were doing initially, I was always peeking into their minutes, and they don't post much. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was a citizen, I would not know what's going on. So,
I think our city has a higher standard both for agendas and minutes than some other cities. Like, I tell people about, you know, these reports and stuff, staff reports and stuff on all the different topics. Nobody has to do that. No other library I've ever talked to.
The city requires you to do that?
Or the city requires me to do it. They will just show up to a meeting with only this.
Yeah.
Without all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a Highland thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though, to be able to get ready for meeting with all that information.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're just at a meeting trying to be like, okay, well, what were those numbers?
Right,
Yeah.
You don't think about anything beforehand?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, when I first became a director, it was very overwhelming for me to produce the packets.
It used to be that before you, the secretary of the board did it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It wasn't me, it was another woman. And she was like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't have access
to
any of this information.
Yeah.
So it was always this big thing. So they put it on the director right before you came in.
But it's like Prisha Kay or something, her name was. Right?
Yeah. Lisa's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then they just shifted it over to me, and then it was, like, totally overwhelming. And even as it is, it takes me a couple of days
to get it all together.
But it's good to work through it, because it makes me think carefully about everything.
Okay, I move we adjourn.
Great. Are there, there's just one more thing that says budget adjustments. Was this just about the storage unit? Or are you just saying other budget adjustments?
This is a future agenda item. Sometime in January, I'll be presenting this year's budget adjustment.
All right. Great. Okay.
I second the motion.
Perfect. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Hey, you guys are awesome. We went faster than I thought we would.
Do you want to see the cutest school?
So this is like PG's last award.
MD's gap.
From 2023. Just no information.
Just blank.
Isn't it though, like,
law?
Law.
I was going to say, and Highland is, so we used to send our...